In some 50 silent movies in the 1920s, Jake Ehrlich amazed audiences by towering over every actor in a scene. On stage, he was known as Jack Earl, the Texas Giant. To his show business friends, he was a gentle and considerate man. Among his friends were some of the smallest people. This son of Jewish immigrants had a tumor on his pituitary gland that caused his unusual growth. Growing up, and up, in El Paso, Texas, Ehrlich often was the object of derision.
Having to dodge rocks that were thrown at me when I was a kid would become all too common.
Andrew Ehrlich is Jack Earl's nephew. His book, The Long Shadows, tells how Jack, or Jake, overcame his challenges, including depression.
Most of us have something that we're embarrassed about, you know, something that is, it's like an invisible club foot. But for Jake, it was present. Everybody saw it.
As a clinical psychologist, Andrew Ehrlich helps patients who see themselves as freaks. First, he tells them about his uncle.
Here's a man that overcomes the stereotypes, and he does it not by avoiding who he is, but by embracing who he is and expressing it in the visual arts and in his performances.
Ehrlich's book tells about how Jake toured with the circus and then, after suffering temporary blindness, took up sculpture and painting.
He found freedom through creativity. I'm very, very interested in the creative process and the people that I see. And I use Jake as an example, and I'll show them his paintings.
Jake's paintings depict circus events, scenic vistas, and the lives of common people he met traveling the country.
Jake really wanted to do something that was not just photographic. You see a scene and you paint it just as it is, but you see a scene and your emotions come through as you see it, and you paint it from different perspectives.
Today, advances in medicine can prevent the gigantism that afflicted Jake Ehrlich. He died at the age of 46 in 1952. But Andrew Ehrlich says openness to diversity is also progress compared to Jake's era.
People were frightened of human differences, and they would build walls to protect themselves from those differences. And those walls that separate us are very dangerous.
Ehrlich hopes that his uncle's story will help readers accept themselves and fulfill their dreams. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.